Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Comedy Alive from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Man, it is nasty out. So many of you probably staying home. Just flip on the tube. Obviously, it's flipped on already if you're watching us. Hang with us here on CBS Sports Network, of course, all throughout the country on all the great 140-plus radio affiliates, Sirius XM as well. Tinky and Tierney, we got to trudge in. We got to come into work.
I came in early today.
You're not comfortable at all. There was no chair.
Oh, it's unbelievable, the chair.
You want to get settled in? I'll get us going for a minute.
I just don't know where my chair is. I don't think that one's it.
Did Ack take it? Ack's usually
no,
a little
I think someone took
involved.
It out of the studio.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
But it's all good.
Uh-oh.
I'll track
it's not
it
our
out.
Makeup artist, is it? You didn't steal the chair, Mark, did you?
Did you steal my chair today?
There is a chair in there.
No, it's not that one.
You sure? It looks like it.
It's not, because it only has one handle. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah, pretty nasty out there today.
No, I came in early. There was nobody on the road. It was easy to get in. And I'm worried about the snow. So Tracy made me pack a bag. Because remember last time it snowed, it took me 6.5 hours to get home.
Yeah.
She made me pack a bag today in case I get stuck in the city and have to go get a hotel somewhere.
It's funny how wives think. I mean, and that's why they're the best.
Yeah,
I mean, because they think about that. We just wake up. And I've said this so many times, like, when it's raining, unless I have a suit on and I'm literally going somewhere to go on TV, I don't even bring an umbrella.
I wear a hat.
Yeah.
I always wear a hat.
I don't even do that. It just sops into my face. I'll worry about it at some point when I have to worry about it. And I'm very much the same with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't calculate. Jen's saying the same thing this morning. Take the ferry in. I don't want you driving. You know, I'm like, I'm driving. No matter what you say, I'm driving.
You're right.
I'm not going to be inconvenienced. I'll get in the car and I'll find my way.
Even if I have to go slow coming home,
of course.
I want to be in my own car by myself.
No doubt about it. Well, it snowed in the Northeast. It's raining down in Southern California, or out in Southern California, where it really never rains.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, interesting elements for his pro day. We'll certainly get to that as well. Football at the 40s coming up. Chipper Jones will stop by and join us. We love Chipper Jones.
Chip. He's awesome.
He is the man. But how about this? Let's start with the NBA. Mm-hmm. Obviously, last night, you had the Rockets, who were just red hot. We know their story. We've talked about them all year here on Tiki and Tierney. The Blazers, at some point, the mojo's got to run out that we gave Coach Stotts.
Yeah.
We had him on the show. They won 13 straight. We can't help you with the Rockets, but we tried. Really good game. Really fun game. Couple of things I take away. One from the game. And one big picture. What's more interesting to you? Which way do you want me to go?
Let's go to the game, because I watched that game a little bit, BT.
Okay.
And there were some James Harden and Chris Paul and Clint Capella, who didn't play a ton last night, actually. They have this system worked out. Now, they were at one point three of the top PERs in the NBA. Now they're three of the top 12 because Chris Paul and Clint Capella fell back a little bit, only like 0.2 points or whatever it may be. So they're still three of the best, player efficiency players in the NBA. But the philosophy that D'Antoni has espoused for so long that some teams just haven't been able to put together is finally starting to show itself. If you go look at the stats and the advanced stats, what they're doing is unbelievable. This team is right now the greatest offensive efficient team in the history of the NBA at 116.1. The Lakers back in the 86-87 are second. The Warriors from last year are third. But you look at like the Warriors who bombed three-pointers, right? That's how they made their living. That's how they won championships. Took 980 three-pointers last year. 980 they took – or that's how many they made, 980. This year, the Rockets have already made over 1,000, and there's 10 games left, and they take 20-something a game. I mean, it's probably more than that. They've revolutionized basketball, and I think it's starting to trickle down. You heard D'Antoni –
revolutionized?
You've heard D'Antoni –
revolutionized?
Trickle down. That you've heard D'Antoni's brother talk about this at Marshall, obviously. Dan D'Antoni at Marshall. He had this quote after they beat – Wichita State, in the first round. He's like, do you think you dump it down in the paint enough? He's like, dude, do you watch the NBA?
Yeah.
You know, this is what's taking over the NBA. They just chuck them from downtown. As long as you have guys that can make it, it revolutionizes. And here's why I say it revolutionizes it.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden, he scores in one of two ways, or three ways, actually. Not free throws is the third way, so I forget that one.
Okay. But
he's going to score near the rim,
yep.
And he's got maybe the second best handles in the league behind Kyrie, who's banged up right now. Mm-hmm. We'll get to him at some point. But so he takes you off the dribble, scores at the rim, or he's shooting a three-pointer. He got switched on a big guy last night.
Which, by the way, is the most efficient way to do it.
Yes.
And every metric
he got
that
switched
up.
On a big guy last night, BT.
Uh-huh.
And you're watching him shake him up. He's not even really looking at the guy because he knows it's not even worth it. You know what I mean? He's like, you can't
got
guard
him on skates
you
already.
Can't, you can't guard me, right?
Yeah.
So he crosses him up a couple of times. He's down near the paint, right? And he steps back, but he realizes that he's at the mid-range. And he's like, I'm not taking this shot.
So, shot.
So he takes another step back just to shoot a three-pointer and nails it at the buzzer. I mean, the way that they play and the way that they're instructed to play is the reason that they're sitting so far up in the West and why at this point with all of the injuries of Golden State and some of the uncertainty that's been surrounding that team for the last month,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you not look at them as the favorite? Not just in the West, ooh, but to win the championship.
The favorite.
Obviously, Harden's win the MVP.
Ooh,
BT.
Favorite.
You look at everything is pointing to the Rockets being the best team in the NBA right now.
Regular season evidence.
I think it carries over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I'm not.
But
even,
I think it carries over.
I'm not even prepared to really put up a real fight there because I don't really disagree. I do want to see D'Antoni finally crack the code. You know, can his system really be that effective that deep into mm-hmm. June? Depends who you play in. I want to see James Harden. We all know what happened last year. He just
yep.
literally stepped off the stage.
He didn't have Chris Paul.
All right, but
he
still.
Didn't have Chris Paul.
No other great players done
the way,
that in the history of the game.
He didn't have a guy who cleans up the rim like Clint Capella. By the way, this team is ranked 7th in defensive efficiency
very
this year
quietly.
As well.
Yeah.
Quietly.
I know.
They're a great defensive team this year.
But, Teague, I'm not getting on Harden for losing. Mm-hmm. I'm getting on him for, I'm going to stop short of saying quitting. But being so disengaged.
Never forget it. Never forget it.
It's unforgivable.
You never forget
until
it.
Until he makes you forget it.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Last
year
against the Spurs.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So that's the little percentage where, and do I think that he jumps over that this year? I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he slays that demon, sure, but hasn't done it before. You know, and it's funny that what we take away from this game, and I'm happy you hit the Rockets angle, because I actually take away a Blazers angle here.
Interesting. Go ahead.
You know, and I look at the Rockets hit they hit almost 54% of their threes last night. 54%, which obviously is, and they're great anyway, but above what they usually do. It's way above their average. What are they, 42%? What do they shoot from downtown? Check that out, D-Cell. 42% on maybe 43 on the high end, whatever it is. It's probably close to 10 percentage points higher.
Yeah.
Okay, so they overachieve statistically in that category. C.J. McCollum, who is not a great player, but man, he's that next tier.
Agreed.
Shot 4-for-15. Basically 25%. So the Rockets went bonkers from downtown. The Blazers' second best player was terrible.
Yeah.
And the Blazers only lost by 4.
Yeah.
But I point that out to say the margin that the Warriors will have to play with if and when they meet the Rockets, clearly far greater than Portland. I'm not prepared to say what you just said. Warriors are still the team to beat.
But the injuries are mounting for the Golden State Warriors. And as much as we feel
38%, I'm sorry, yeah. 38%.
Yeah, as much as
sub 40%.
As much as we feel like, yeah, well, Steph Curry's going to come back and he's going to be fine. He's cleared for Friday, so he may play Friday. Are you confident that he's not going to get injured again? Kevin
that's
Durant.
Just predicting the future. Who knows?
And again,
who knows?
I agree, but it's something that you can't just say is going to be fine, right? You can't assume it's going to be fine. The Rockets have had everything going for them this year, and it's interesting when you think about the addition of Chris Paul, what it's done for this team, because you talk about the guy who leads an effective field goal percentage right now.
Yep.
It's Clint Capella. You know who it was for the last 5
DeAndre
years.
Jordan, right?
It was DeAndre Jordan. What's the common factor? It's Chris Paul.
CP3.
And so Chris Paul provides this extra.
Or they both have no other skill.
One
of the two.
Why do you need another skill?
In the playoffs, you do.
BT,
this is where we disagree.
65 points 65 points James Harden and Chris Paul were responsible for last night. 41 shots of however many they took. There's just not a lot to go around. And if James Harden's scoring 42 and knocking down 50-something percent of his shots, and Chris Paul is timely when he shoots, you don't need those other guys, right?
And by the way, Chris Paul's never got to the conference finals.
Of course he hasn't. He never had James Harden. Wow. He never had a league MVP with him, right? He never had a big – well, he did have a rim protector.
Blake Griffin was pretty good.
He didn't have –
at his apex?
Really?
At that point, he was still –
really?
I'm not saying he's James Harden.
I'm just saying. So it just feels, and we're not even talking about Eric Gordon, who scored 18 last night. We're not talking about Trevor Ariza. We're not talking about the remainder of this Houston Rockets team, which also buys into the philosophy, and they're believing it. And right, it's half of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that the invincibility of the Warriors is not done, but the injuries make you question whether or not they're still the favorite in the Western Conference.
Well, Mike D'Antoni's coached a lot of great offensive stuff. I mean, all-time transcendent scorers and players. I mean, Steve Nash, back-to-back MVPs. Amari, before he got hurt, absolute beast. A young Melo, phenomenal. Listen to what Mike D'Antoni said post-game about his guy, James Harden.
Okay. And that's not hyperbole.
No, it's not. It's not. I just wonder if that's – here's my worry about the Rockets. And I'd love to see a new champion. Mm-hmm. It would be incredible theater. Will the space that's there during the regular season be there as you get to the elite teams in the West? Will it be there in the fourth quarter at Oracle if you throw Durant on him, who's 6'11", and he's not going to shoot over him, and Durant's got the quickness to retreat and back up? If you throw, again, assuming everybody's healthy, Draymond Green, who can muscle him up and try to get in his head. I think that's where you and I disagree a little bit. Yeah. I still think
we'll
it's
see.
The Warriors.
I don't know. We'll see. But just watching the Rockets, first of all, they're fun as hell to watch.
Yep.
It's almost like when we first started watching this Warriors team. It's like, man, they do everything, right? They're unselfish. This ball moves like crazy. You know, the Rockets aren't that. They get ISO a lot sometimes, and it's anti, you know, ball movement, but it works for them because they have guys who can knock down shots. I just worry about the Golden State Warriors. I worry about Steph's ankle. I worry about Draymond's shoulder. I worry about whatever is ailing KD. I actually don't even know.
It's a rip.
It's a fracture, by the way. Can you fracture cartilage? I read that.
Cartilage is soft. You can't fracture cartilage.
Weird,
you strain ligaments.
But the report I read said it fractured cartilage something.
I believe that's medically incorrect. I think that's medically impossible.
That's what I thought. But whatever is ailing him.
Because I've heard everything, and that's one thing I have not done.
David West, who doesn't play a ton of minutes anymore, but he's banged up. Andre Iguodala, he's banged up. I mean, the list is long. Man, there's age there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. A guy winning the MVP on a team that's the most efficient offensive team that we've ever seen in the NBA. Defensive rating in the top 10, 7 to be exact. Mm-hmm. You got all the components. As long as you keep your health, it's hard. And by the way, you've led the West for a lot of this year. It's not like they just popped up to the top of the Western standings in the last week or so. They've been there for a while. So there's something to it. There really is something to it.
By the way, Tika, I've been informed you can fracture cartilage. Okay, there you go. Mike, just check that out.
It's called the costal cartilage fracture, which are fractures of the cartilage connecting the ribs anteriorly to the sternum.
It's not a bone, right? It's cartilage.
Correct. But
all right, that's above my education level.
I know a fair amount about the body. I would have bet money that you could not fracture.
That's why I thought it was a
cartilage.
Mistype. I thought
the intercostal, which is like right below the chest, which you can strain or tear, whatever, he's hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, if you would have suggested this in like October, that the Rockets were, you know, and you're not saying the Warriors have no shot. I hear you loud and clear. But if you would have said
it's not
this,
even a hot take. It's just watching the Rockets they're amazing.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is if you would have said this 5 or 6 months ago, I would have said put down the synthetic weed that Zay Jones is allegedly smoking. What in the world is that guy doing? Listen.
Dude, you don't get butt naked, fight with your brother, and then run through a window.
That's not even
the beginning of a joke.
I wish I had video of you and Rondé. Oh, God almighty. You know, right before the draft or right after the season, what are you guys running around naked, try to jump? I mean, we're laughing. It's really frightening.
You're right.
Because
he's arrested in a medical facility out in Los Angeles right now.
Zay Jones should be.
Wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills.
That synthetic stuff is no joke. It sounds benign.
We saw it with Mdichie. He jumped out of the window.
Yep.
We saw it. There was another Cardinal. Now I'm forgetting who it was. Chandler Jones. Same thing. He had something crazy going on.
Oh, boy.
Stay away from
That's scary stuff, man.
Right? If you want to smoke the tree, fine.
Yeah.
Just don't smoke the fake stuff.
Yeah, that'll mess you up. It's almost like it's got like a heroin effect.
It's like PCP.
Oh, boy.
That's what the effects of what you read about when you read about people who used to take PCP in the 70s.
It's bad stuff. T, coming up next year, you know, the playoffs begin April 14th, 24 days from now, all right? And it's interesting because we just kind of ran through the top two teams in the West. Now you start to look at Kyrie's knee, start to look at the Raptors, start to look at the Cavaliers with Kevin Love on the mend and Ty Lue and the situation on the bench. Do we need to really modify our expectations? Maybe today's the day to do it. Maybe today is, and maybe it's not. I mean, we'll have the conversation. Let's reassess where we are. 3 weeks, we tip it up for real, and the Larry O'Brien trophy is going to be on the radar for a couple of the teams here. What's what in the NBA? I mean, it is really murky. It's a lot of different possibilities.
Right.
So you and I could get to that coming up. We'll do football at the 40s as well. Richard Sherman, something interesting to say. Also, Sam Darnold's pro day, mentioned this at the top, raining sideways, and he performed very well. Does that change/cement anything atop of the draft? We'll get to it all. Tanky and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio.
There are times when you call in the special teams, when you need the job done and you need it done right. You know, the players that can execute, especially when those players can muscle through a tough situation. You know, the ones who keep going even when there's a pile of defenders trying to take them down. Of course, the same goes for tools. There are times when you're working on your car and you need a tool with muscle. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know what I'm talking about. Well, here's some good news for you DIYers. O'Reilly Auto Parts is holding their Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. That may sound like a mouthful, but that's just because there's a wide selection of Power Torque tools on sale now at guaranteed low prices and guaranteed for life. Shop any of O'Reilly's 5,000 auto parts locations or check them out online at O'ReillyAuto.com. And don't miss the Power Torque Tools DIY sale going on right now. Power tools for the jobs that demand extra muscle. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day.
This guy still trying to rock his U gear. Come on, man. They don't deserve to be on national TV getting whacked in. Come on, please. I mean, the way the season ended on both sports, don't show him on TV anymore, CBS Sports Network. He doesn't, or take that off.
Until you turn that sweatshirt inside out.
Ooh.
There's probably like a U on the inside of it. Knowing how Miami
or a big L for loss. All right, Tanky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. Football at the 40s coming up, and Tanky and I will really dissect Sam Darnold's pro day, which, by the way, is our poll question for the day before we get back to hoops here, but I at least want to get this out there. I have not voted yet. I'll abstain from telling you. I know how I feel, but I'm going to save it for the conversation part. But the poll is up on Tiki and Tierney, and interesting. Just put it up right before the show. Couple of hundred votes. Already a pretty favorable or pretty sizable gap. Here it is. So, after slinging darts throughout a steady rain during his pro day, as USC quarterback Sam Darnold cemented himself as the front runner to go number one overall in next month's draft. Yes, lock it in. Nope, still unsettled. Right now, 61%, don't divulge where you are yet. Want to flush through it with the conversation.
I haven't said anything.
61% say, yeah, lock it in. He's going first.
Yeah, don't forget, just an added little caveat here. Jimmy Haslam, who is the owner of the Cleveland Browns, was spotted in the driving rain sitting next to Sam Darnold's parents.
Oh, shouldn't he be there anyway? I saw the same story.
It's like, Sam's just making a big deal out of this.
One thing for a coach to be there, but like, it's the owner of a team flying from Cleveland to California
on a private
sitting
jet
in the rain and hanging out with his parents.
It took him
How many owners are at pro days?
It took him 2.5 hours. It's the biggest decision that his organization will make.
How many owners go to pro days?
I bet you Al Davis was at every one.
I bet a lot
But
of
Al
them
Davis
did.
Was a scout and a former NFL GM.
But he's an owner. I'm just answering your question.
Right, right. So there's one. But how many owners?
I bet John Mara would if they needed a quarterback.
Right.
John Mara's going to Josh Rosen's pro day?
No, because they don't need a quarterback.
Well, that's debatable.
They don't think they need a quarterback. They're not drafting a quarterback. And it's not the biggest decision that they've had to make. They've won two championships in the last decade. So, I mean, and Eli's still there.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it's better than never.
No, trust me. I know. Coming up next year, we'll get to that. All right, so back to how we started the show with hoops, right? I said this before we went to break. So, playoffs start April 14th. You've got 24 days exactly before it starts. And I find it interesting, too, because no doubt football's king and baseball's in a very healthy spot. But I think we all agree the NBA is second right now, right?
Of course.
We're with that? Yeah. We share that opinion?
It's exciting when you watch a game, any given game. You can watch it and be entertained.
No doubt. And it's interesting in the sense that for a sport that is largely predetermined, think about this. In September, we get out there, we say, all right, Warriors stay healthy. Going to win 65 games, see in the finals, probably win it.
Yeah, fortunately, right. They're not.
I know. LeBron stays healthy up until this year. Yeah. You know, Cavaliers, easy road to the finals, yeah. And that's what happens.
He's playing video games with LeBron nowadays. Seriously.
I know.
Like 40-some points every night.
I don't know. He does look like
triple-doubles, three of the last four.
He's on fire.
Six. Dude, seriously. That's what it's like.
I know. So we look at the NBA. We still love it. But for the most part, we kind of know what's coming, mm-hmm. right? Unlike football, where who won the Super Bowl? Eagles. Mm-hmm. Not with Wentz, but their backup,
yep.
who almost quit football over the summer.
Yeah.
And baseball, the Astros won the World Series, something they had never done in their history,
yep.
ever.
Yet, but was predicted by Sports Illustrated. So, I mean, can't be that surprised.
Okay, but still, they had never won more. They,
I know. I'm just
you
kidding.
Know what I'm saying.
I'm messing with you.
I got you.
I'm throwing quirky caveats out.
So, this is a little different because we always think we know what's going to happen with mm-hmm. the NBA. And maybe somewhere deep in our mind we do, but we don't want to admit it. We want to kind of try to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Maybe we're overthinking this, but this feels different.
Well, I think it's because we feel like we know who's going to win in the NBA because we know who the best players are. We know who the best coaches are. We know who, when it gets to the postseason, either via experience or just sheer, you know, talent overbearing are going to win.
Yeah, but based on that assertion, then Mike D'Antoni cannot be part of the equation.
I know.
Because
I'm saying traditionally.
Okay.
I'm saying every other year. It's gotcha. Like you get here and it's like, okay, LeBron, they finished second in the East. Oh, my God, are we scared?
Yeah.
No, because they still got LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take on the Raptors, they're going to destroy the Raptors, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they get to the finals, then that's when their struggle is going to be. But the East, we're not worried about that. Same thing with the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I know that, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook had the MVP who triple-doubled it all season long, and man, he's amazing. Yep, but it's just him. The Golden State Warriors as a team are going to dominate him. Same thing with the Rockets. You get to the Rockets, it's James Harden, second in the MVP race. He's amazing. He scores from the rim or outside from free throw line or three pointers. He's the best player, but it's just James Harden, right? You just knew that the Golden State Warriors had the advantage. This year it feels different because nobody actually has that clear cut in our minds, the advantage at this point in the season. There's only 2 weeks left.
I still think the Warriors do. This is where we really splinter off. I'd bet money on the Warriors right now.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
They scored,
no doubt
they
about
scored
it.
What, 75 points last night? Now, nobody played.
Nobody played. Yeah, come on.
Look, they're not worried about it. I love Steve Kerr. I think he's fantastic. I love the makeup of their team. But injuries, attrition is something you can't discount in sport. You just can't say he's going to be okay. We thought that 2 years ago when Steph Curry's ankle got, you know, banged up early in the postseason. We're like, oh, he'll be okay. You know, it'll take some time.
They didn't have Kevin Durant on the team.
I know, but they were still
That's
the best
big
team.
Difference.
They won 74 games.
They didn't have Kevin Durant.
They won 74 games in the regular season.
I know what they won.
What was the streak? 20-something straight games
Whatever
they
it
won
was.
In the regular season? They were the best team by far. Significantly by
conference
far.
Conference was also not as good.
You're right.
It was.
They were the best team by far.
I know they were.
And they got beat by the Cavaliers.
If Durant's on that team, do they lose a series? The answer is no. The answer is no.
No, but Durant wasn't on that team.
But he's on this team.
I'm just talking about the injuries. And he's got a broken rib cartilage thing. A fractured rib cartilage thing.
I'd really
Draymond, Draymond Green's got a shoulder issue. And Steph Curry's got a recurring ankle issue.
I appreciate the creativity, trying to throw a little suspense into the season. Very nicely done.
Clay.
Warriors in six.
Klay Thompson has a broken thumb. Isn't it a shooting hand? I think it is a shooting
fine.
Hand.
It's a little fracture in his thumb.
Okay,
it's fine.
Great. He's not playing football.
Fine.
He's not playing foot. Not rubbing dirt on it and saying suck it up. You know what I mean?
He's fine.
Oh, you say that. You say that.
That's
now.
Good. You ready? We go around the room real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Boom. D-Cell, who's winning the championship? Go. Don't expound. Go. Give me a team. Go.
Warriors.
Mike.
Rockets and ASU James Harden.
What do you got?
I'm going the Cavaliers.
I'm serious. They're going to get out of the East now.
Now the Cavs are going to win the finals?
They're going to get out of the East because the Celtics are compromised. Kyrie Irving might be done.
I won't argue that.
Seriously.
No, I won't argue that.
We forget the circumstances behind this. Remember,
yep.
He fractured his knee a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He has screws in that knee.
Yep.
Those screws are what are likely causing the irritant. If he takes the screws out, his season's probably done.
Yep.
So Boston might be done. It sucks to say it, but
I'm not arguing.
You can't argue.
I'm not. So
and Toronto still got to prove it. Now Kyle Lowry played 30, 37 minutes last night. And we'll see them tonight on a back-to-back. They played Orlando last night, and they did it. I mean, the backups won the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they played Orlando. They got a back-to-back. Tonight they play Cleveland. And so we're going to get a taste a little bit. Remember, the first game was a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto destroyed them. 34 points they won by, 133-99.
Mm-hmm.
So this game will show us a little bit of
something. Raptors win tonight.
I don't think so.
Will win.
DeMar DeRozan didn't play last night.
Well, I mean, I was expecting if he doesn't play tonight, then I can
Fred Van Vliet didn't play. He was part of the best bench in the NBA.
Wichita State.
We'll see.
Got love for you.
We'll see.
So he's got the Warriors. Santer's got the Rockets. You have the Cavaliers out of nowhere. Now he's pulling the Cavs just to be different.
Of course.
All right.
Well, I think they can get out of the East. They
okay.
Really do.
I've got the Warriors. I've said that a few times. D-Cell just asked me in my ear. I got the Warriors. Ak, who do you have there, buddy?
I'll go Golden State.
He's got Golden State. All right, Warriors it is.
I'd call That's you a homer, consensus. But you're on from the East Coast.
If nothing else, there is an element of curiosity that maybe hasn't existed for a while with the NBA. And the end of the day, that's a good thing.
I agree.
That's a good thing. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, football at the 40s coming up. By the way, hour number three, Chipper Jones set you up with a baseball season. In between that, a couple things. Richard Sherman spoke out. CBS is receiving some heat, us receiving heat for some of the visuals, the camera shots as they pan the crowd and little kids crying. I mean, they're taking some serious heat. We'll flush through that as well. Let's get Axe update, then we'll get to football at the 40s and Sam Darnold's pro day. Did he cement the top spot to Cleveland? Here's Ak right now. Okay, monkey, junkie, that funky monkey. Tegan, it's time to ask the pros, buddy, where we give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's how we do it. Tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag Ask the Pros. Make sure you listen later on. And Tegan and I will take the best one. You guys have been doing a good job with this. We'll pour through and we'll answer it. And it's coming up at the end of the show. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs. Guarantee low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day. On a snowy, chilly, snowy, dangerous day here in the Northeast. So certainly, if you're in the car, drive very slowly. You'll get to where you have to get eventually. Get there in one piece. If you're watching at home, maybe you had the day off, school canceled. Hopefully you're enjoying the show here on CBS Sports Network. So before we get to Sam Darnold's pro day in football at the 40s, just maybe a minute or two on college hoops here, because there's a couple of stories worth watching here. Nothing new from Danny Hurley.
No.
And it was in Rhode Island today. We have the offer from Pitt, $3-plus million. Rothstein reported that.
Yep.
Also with Pitt, Sean Miller, which I thought was a little brazen considering being implicated in an FBI probe, had the stones to send out a message that I'm not interested in my alma mater, okay.
And it'd be like, I'm running.
You'd be lucky you're coaching anywhere.
You're
at this
right.
Point,
it's
I
like
think.
He, and it's also, he's lose-lose. No matter what he does, it'd be like he's running away from the issue.
Yeah, a little bit. So, and Miller was a really good player at Pitt, but he said he's not interested in the job. So if Hurley turns that down, don't know where they go. Obviously, UConn's still in the mix. He's in the state of Rhode Island, and you'll know that they'll come with a pretty aggressive push to keep him, probably tack on maybe $400,000 or $500,000 more. Obviously, it's different finances at URI, so you got to keep an eye on that. The other thing, this came down probably about 20 minutes ago or so. You heard it in Ak's update. David Padgett not going to be retained at Louisville. Now, when I was at the Big East tournament, I came back. I told this to Tiki off air. I didn't feel really comfortable saying this on air, but I will say it now. I heard strong rumblings inside the garden that Chris Mack, it's done. It's wise from there for Louisville.
Yeah.
I told this to Tiki off the air. I just think it's time. If he's ever going to leave Xavier, the time is now, because he's losing his two best players in Blewett and Makura. It's going to be a little bit of a rebuild, a little bit. Louisville, you know, again, his wife, there's a lot of, if he's going to leave the school that he played at, which he did, this seems to be the logical choice. I'm going to say he's going to wind up at Louisville. I'm not an insider. I'm just telling you some rumblings. That would not surprise me at all.
We can ask John Rothstein
on Friday. Text John. See what he's hearing with, they're not going to text him. Are they listening today? Are they engaging the show? They are, right?
Yes, DCL is. He's Miami proud for some reason.
D-Cell. Miami strong, Miami proud.
Always Miami proud.
I know you are. I got you. A lot of NBA to start, and let's get to Sam Darnold here. Okay, so I'm gonna summarize this very quickly for me, how I think this is going to happen and what's going to go down. Sam Darnold's going to be the first overall pick in the NFL draft.
What makes you think this now?
I feel very strong about that. You know, you got to remember this emotional roller coaster we've been on throughout the evaluation process for not just Sam, but also Rosen, Allen, Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, the others that maybe some love and maybe thrown to the first round, whatever. Sam Darnold, after that Rose Bowl brilliant performance and when he came off the bench to resuscitate USC season, the thought was, and certainly my Jets were among the group, thought to be vying to suck for this guy and to basically throw the season. He was the overall clear consensus, the next Andrew Luck. He was the guy. And because of some ball control issues, turned it over a little bit, threw an ugly pick six against the Buckeyes in the bowl game, people began to sour on Sam Darnold. And here's the thing. When you have time, the mind wanders. And you probe and you probably maybe think about things that aren't there. You overrate, you underrate. You just, your mind plays tricks on you. I think we're back at the point, watching his pro day, as I did in studio. I know Teek was watching as well. And I tweeted this earlier. I believe what he did at today's pro day in the rain, and it was not drizzling, it was raining sideways, coming down hard. I believe it's akin to shooting a 64 at the Masters on moving
the
day.
The only thing I caution you about, BT, as in, I say this all the time, he's running around in his underwear.
I know.
Meaning not pads. And, yeah, the coach, like, wanders back and disrupts him a little bit, and he has to spin out and make moves, but it's not real. You know what I mean? It's fake. He should make all those throws. And the good thing is that he did make all those throws. I think because I watched most of the whole thing sitting in the newsroom. There's only one bad pass. It was to a tight end, about 16, you know, one of those out routes, 16 yards downfield. It was a little bit long, and a tight end had to dive for it. That was the only one that he missed on. Every other one, he was right on the money, except for the last one, which is actually just a little bit short, scramble drill type thing. Receiver takes off, runs a fly route. He threw it a little bit short, but that's nothing. So his last throw, he's the only quarterback throwing. So he probably threw like 70 passes.
I would say give me one more. I'm not ending on that. You can't walk off the court.
It was nice enough, but it wasn't. It wasn't like dimed.
I'm dropping
in stride.
Yeah, I
agree. I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I got to make a shot before I leave the court.
Run that back. Let's do that again.
Once more.
But I think the thing that you did see is he's a commanding presence, right? He looks the part. He's confident. He has is a swagger about him. You can tell his teammates loved him, even just after the fact, when they're all dapping him up and giving him hugs. Hugh Jackson was there, gave him a hug afterwards. Like, wait, what the hell is Hugh Jackson doing?
He's always trying to get in the middle.
Get some camera time with the hoodie on, the Browns hoodie on. We already talked about.
Look, he's still coaching.
I know. He talked about Jimmy Haslam, who was obviously there as well. So he saw him in person. Look, I can't say that it will be their pick, but if where the Browns are right now, they're not going to be viable in the NFC or AFC North next week or a month from now, whenever they go in the draft. Because they're not.
Why not? What if they get Saquon Barkley at four? Why not?
I don't think they're getting Saquon Barkley at four. But either way, unless it's really hard to do that, especially with a rookie quarterback. Yeah. Right? It's just too much of
what about with Tyrod Taylor?
And that's
they're
going to
win at least five or six games. They got Jarvis Landry and Gordon.
Without a doubt. Okay. They're winning more than – they're not going winless again. There's no way that's happening unless Tyrod Taylor gets hurt and Sam Darnold or whoever, Josh Rosen, has to play right away and he's just completely overwhelmed.
They're not taking Josh Rosen.
I agree.
If anybody, they're going to take Allen over Darnold.
There's too many new parts for them to be viable in the North. And by North, I mean like winning the North.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So this is at least a two-year project. And if you're going to do that, you're going to take the guy who brings you the greatest upside the quickest. And to me, the only one I like, I've told you this, is Baker Mayfield. I don't think that's their type of player, right? And Sam Darnold fits all of the characteristics of someone you want to build, right? Because he's big, he's strong, he has confidence. You teach him how not to be stupid, meaning make bad throws and risky things that we saw last year a lot from the Browns quarterbacks, then I think that he is the right pick for the Cleveland Browns because he feels the right – like he's got all the intangibles you would want for a quarterback that you can develop. So I don't disagree with you. If they're going to take a quarterback at one, I think that's who it's going to be.
You know, I think that as we get deeper into this and – You could paralyze yourself with over evaluating anything.
Yeah, and let's not forget last year, USC lost a lot. I mean, I remember reading, because I don't follow USC's the interior. Well, I mean, I knew the stars, the running backs, the wide receivers, Darnold. They lost three of their starting offensive linemen coming into this season.
Yep.
And the reports were, oh, their offensive, he's going to struggle because he's going to be scrambling for his life, I mean, running for his life. And you saw a little bit of that. But it wasn't ultimately the reason why he made some bad throws. He just thinks he can make every throw. And I think if you talk to GMs, they'll say, I'd rather have the guy that thinks he can do it and I can coach him out of it than the guy who's afraid to do it and will never do it.
Totally agree. No doubt. I mean, eventually we could take the training wheels off, but you can't soup up something that's not going to go 85 miles per hour on its own.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. We say this about everything.
Or isn't capable of doing it because he's injured, like Rosen, or concussion prone, or just hasn't played to a high enough standard like Josh Allen.
Like Josh Allen.
Who may turn out to be great.
Yep.
But I got to see a different body of work.
And by the way, as I vote on our poll here, after watching his pro, it's on Tiki and Tierney now, after watching his pro day, quarterback Sam Darnold, does he cement himself as the front runner to go first overall in the next month's draft? Yes, lock it in. No, still unsettled. I just clicked yes. Doesn't mean I think he's necessarily going to be the best. I mean, I might. I mean, it's between him and, this is so confounding because I really, there's elements of Josh Allen that I want to see my Jets get their hands on him.
Because he's got a cannon.
But I know that Josh Rosen could really, that UCLA team was terrible. And then there's Baker Mayfield. I love his moxie. And
just
by the way, the only other guy to throw it over 60 miles per hour along with Josh Allen when they got zipped on the velocity gun. So there's so many different turns and twists in this evaluation process, which is why this draft is by far the most interesting since 1983, and maybe even more interesting than 1983. I know it was covered very differently back then. No social media. The draft wasn't even very big. It was totally different. But this is enough to make your head just spit off your neck.
And look, we're not even talking about Lamar Jackson, who was damn good in college. He's an athlete. He played more of a pro-style offense than a lot of these kids played. You know, not throwing bubble screens, not getting the ball out of their hands, but dropping back and having to make throws in tight windows. Lamar Jackson had to do a lot of that stuff. Now, it wasn't always pretty. I mean, he completed under 60% of his passes, but he was a difference maker. I mean, every game he played in, he was a difference maker. Sometimes he made some bad mistakes, but a lot of the time, he was the only reason they were winning. And you can't discount that. So we're not even talking about Lamar Jackson of all those three or four that we're talking about at the top. There might be some GM, some head coach that says, I love this kid. And I think I can make him into the guy that we believe he can be in the National Football
League. And I'm going to trade with Tampa at 7 to go get
him.
You're
right.
No, I get you. Like the Texans with Watson.
Yes.
Teague, it is incredibly intriguing. But I want to say something about you Giants here. And I walked away with this opinion as well, watching his workout.
Watching Darnold.
Sam Darnold today. And I believe strongly, and you disagree, that if I'm the Giants, if I like one of the quarterbacks that's on the board, I'm taking a quarterback. It's just overly sentimental. I think it's unrealistic to think that Eli's got a lot more football left. We've had that conversation. We don't need to start. We disagree a little bit there. We get it. But Darnold was so impressive to me today that even if the Giants were/are married to the mindset of Eli still 2 or 3 years to go and Saquon Barkley's the guy at number two, I think that they need to audible off of that and take Darnold at 2 if the Browns don't. And I felt strongly about that, at least taking a quarterback at number 2 before today. Now I'm all in.
Well,
if Darnold's there, you got to take him.
Well, who do you think is the best player in the draft? Because I think that's
best
what the
player?
Giants are. And it's weird because the Giants are in a situation where there's only going to be one other player gone when they pick. And so listening to what Dave Gettleman and that organization is saying is we're going to take the best available player, right? We're in that position. They believe that they're in that position. And so you basically got to have two. Who are the top two players in this year's draft?
I would probably say certainly Barkley is one of them. And Nelson.
Definitely one.
And probably Nelson.
Yeah. Now, the question is, are you taking a guard at 2?
No, there's no chance.
There's no chance.
No.
So I think you're not stuck, but you're...
Well, I'm on the phone every day with Buffalo trying to coerce them and basically, you know, fleece them into a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's...
Come up.
Gettleman's got to play his hands differently here. He's got to project that he wants a quarterback.
Look, we don't know that he's not.
No,
behind
but
the scenes,
he's not, though, because
behind
every
the
report
scenes,
is that they're going to take Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
But that's everybody. That's,
I agree.
So you got to float something
I think
to a different.
I think they are going to take Saquon Barkley.
I do too, but I don't think that's the right move. Eli's going to be 38, and he doesn't have the kind of body like that elastic, that bouncy body.
He's not an athlete.
He's not
fine.
An athlete.
But that's fine. Neither was Tom Brady.
You know what I mean? So, Tom Brady's different.
Neither was Peyton. But they had some pretty great careers. So, look, the Giants are in an enviable position right now. The worst that they're going to do is take Saquon Barkley, who's the best running back we've seen.
Can I modify that? The worst they're going to do is pass on a guy who could bridge the next 12 years and go from Eli to whomever and have 20 years of not great quarterback play because Eli's not great, but really good quarterback play.
It creates a really odd situation.
The
Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers dynamic, it worked out for everybody.
No doubt about it. So did Steve Young and Montana, or Montana and Young.
Well, Montana was the bigger guy. He actually left. Right,
yeah, but they were trying to sit him down.
But he left.
Yeah,
it wasn't ugly. Brett Favre didn't want to leave, but it worked out well for Green Bay fans. Brett Favre had him in the NFC Championship game, and then Aaron Rodgers was the next year. So, doesn't always work that way, though.
These war rooms are going to be crazy. This draft night and the weeks leading up, honestly, it's the best reality show you can ask for. It's amazing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.